RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
All right, a Cowboys reporter is dunking on the offseason that is to come for these Dallas Cowboys. Let's find out if we agree or disagree. 877-881-1053. Great to have you in the G-Bag Nation on a Football Friday. I'm Eric Chiafalo alongside the Super Bowl champion Brian Broaddus. We got Lucius Alexander holding it down. What you drinking, what you thinking at 5 o'clock? Now under 2 hours away from what you're drinking, what you're thinking, looking forward to that. Of course, the Expressway commercial-free in the 5 o'clock hour, G-Bag of the Day, LA Live. We got two guys, one booth today, recapping the 9-hour game day broadcast for the Christmas victory over the Commanders. And we're loaded wall-to-wall, mail it in Friday, man. I'm excited. We'll see if Fan After Dark pops in a little bit early, kick it around with those fellas. And plenty of people working today, door dashing in the 407, Tolo in there. Tail off. We appreciate you, 407. How about this guy in the 817 sitting on the couch trying to get motivated? It's like I'm in a trance. I get up 1 minute later, I'm back sitting on the couch just trying to get something done. 214. That's how you do it, though. Day after Christmas, it's like day after Thanksgiving. It's just like you're in a bit of a trance. You're in a bit of a haze. And there's not much motivation unless something has to be done. If the only thing that needs to be done is just your own motivation, getting it done, and there is no punishment, it's going to be tough to make that happen. It really is. We got UPS driver working in the 817, rocking and rolling, 940 working today, airplane mechanic
there
on triple time, baby.
Yeah, triple
go
time.
Stars. I like that, 940.
There you go.
And then you got this one in the 214. They are a florist in Frisco delivering flowers today.
Yeah.
Say some people are just now delivering Merry Christmas flowers because they waited too late to get them in the system, and it happens every single year.
You know,
can't be late to that, that party.
Yeah.
Uber driver in the 817. So plenty of people bouncing around and getting that work done here on a Friday. Would love to hear from you at 5 o'clock, what you drinking, what you thinking. Here is Cowboys reporter for The Athletic, friend of the program, all-time good dude, John Machota on the One Star Cowboys podcast, telling you what is in the Cowboys' future.
I can tell you, I can map it all out the offseason right now. They're not going to be super active in free agency. They're going to try and bring back Javonte Williams. They're going to keep George Pickens. And then they'll fill in some holes on defense with the type of players that they've done before, like with the Kenneth Murray, Eric Kendricks-type linebacker. It will be a bargain-type linebacker that fits with whatever that DC wants. And then they'll fill it in with, they'll probably draft a corner in the first round. They'll probably draft a defensive end in the first round. And then they'll fill in some gaps that way. Probably add another Jadeveon Clowney, Dante Fowler type of manageable contract, another DN. So, yeah, sorry, I just ruined your whole offseason. But that's probably what's going to happen. This whole pie in the sky that all of a sudden they're going to be in on some of these big players, that's not going to happen.
Bam, dude. Just taking the wind out of the sails there. If you had any type of offseason hopium, buying or selling the John Machota prediction.
I think John does a really, really good job of covering this football team. And I think John is one of the most honest guys over there when it comes to how he covers the team. I think John is always going to give you his opinion. A lot of those guys and gals over there, I think have earned the right to our respect for, because they live that over there. They're in that building every single day. And if that's how they feel, I would say there's probably some credence to that. I want to believe that with Jerry Jones' advanced age and the fact that Cowboy fans, Cowboy Nation, Cowboys around the world, whatever you want to say, I think the Joneses hear you. I really do. I think the Joneses hear your disdain for the way things are going. And I want to believe, because he's shown me some signs with the trade for the Quinnen Williams trade. He could have just let this thing go and said, you know what, I'm not going to give up a first round pick to do this. He knew he didn't have a very good football team. He thought that by trading Micah Parsons and getting Kenny Clark, he'd help the run defense. He actually helped his team more by the second trade that he made, is what he did. Now, he hurt his pass rush for sure, but he helped his defense overall. Quinnen Williams, by the way, is a really good player overall. I mean, a pass rusher.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, he was dominant yesterday.
So that's what I'm saying. When you get a guy like that, that's a damn good trade. That was a first-round pick that was well spent. That was a good first-round pick that was spent. I want to believe that because he showed a willingness to try and help a team that was really struggling, that he could, that he is going to, because of his age and because of where this fan base is with him, that he is honestly going to do something. If he doesn't do anything, then never again from me. But I think the signs are pointing to trying to do something other than bottom fish. The biggest thing I wish they would do is I wish they wouldn't listen to everybody in that organization. You know, there's some people over there that don't need to be heard from when it comes to some of these player evaluations or how they build this team. I think Jerry Jones needs to make this circle a lot smaller than it is. You know, I think there's some people that, you know, that Will McClay tries his best to, and I talked about this with Wolchuk yesterday, that Will McClay does his best to make sure the Joneses are happy, the scouts are happy, and the coaches are happy.
He's the buffer between it all.
He is the one thing trying to hold all that together from falling off the cliff, is what he does. I would love to see a deal where Will McClay, Stephen Jones, and maybe Shoddy are the guys making the calls, and that's it. That's it. I don't need any. If the scouts, if you figure out what scouts can evaluate, figure out what coaches can coach and evaluate, you know, and if everybody else involved doesn't need to have a say, there doesn't need to be a consensus. There needs to be go get the best players you can go get, and not have to, draft a Tristan Hill because of Rod Marinelli, or draft a Mozzie Smith because of Dan Quinn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So to me, tighten that group up. But because the general manager is not going to change, that's we're not going to change. What I'd like to see, though, is less voices in that room. I don't need a consensus. I don't need pods when there is a disagreement between the coaches and the scouts, hash it out. I don't need that, because obviously there's things that are not being connected. And to me, if you let Will McClay just go out there and pick players, I think you'd have a really, really, really good football team. I do. But I need Jerry to be willing to almost take a Howie Roseman approach of, hey, I need your checkbook to go do some of this stuff.
Exactly. That's what has to happen. They got to say, hey, Will McClay, like, you're not going to be handcuffed by all of our salary cap concerns.
Not at all.
Because they can flip a bunch of switches and create plenty of cap space to go out there and do whatever they want.
That's what I'm saying.
And there's a handful of defensive players, Jamel Dean, David Lloyd.
Yep.
You got Trey Hendrickson. I mean, there's plenty of guys out there in free agency that you can go get. You just can't immediately say, no, we're just bottom fishing.
No. Nope.
And we're just looking for discounted deals.
The minute they tell me that they sign George Pickens and that's all they're going to do, then
you throw in the towel forever on them ever doing anything.
I don't, I will, I will have a couple more years of doing this, and I'll do stuff on Crown Global Media talking about it. But I don't try and pull the wool over my eyes anymore. I do know, in my heart, I know what they need to do. I really do. And I laid it out for you just a second ago. Will McClay needs to be the guy primarily running everything.
And they need to give him the resources to say, hey, you can go at the top of the market and identify the guys.
He is just as good as F them picks out there in Los Angeles as far as an evaluator goes. Les Snead's good. I think Will McClay's better. Yeah, I think he's better than Jason Light, who I know, and some of these other guys, Brandon Beans, guys like that.
In terms of player evaluation and team building.
Exactly.
You would trust him.
Yeah, I would. I absolutely would. I think Will takes a lot of – I think Will – I'm going to say 75% of Will's day is trying to put out fires. It's like the show Landman. You know, Tommy – if you guys watch Landman, Tommy's driving around for 3 hours putting out fires, you know?
Is that Billy Bob?
That's Billy Bob, yeah. But that's kind of his – he's the president of the oil company now, and he's also the guy running the operation. But he's always having to put fires out. And I think that's kind of what Will McClay's having to do. I'd love to see Steven and Jerry just hand that thing over to him and say, okay – here's your budget. This is what we're going to go do. And let Will go to work and let Will say, okay, these scouts I know can evaluate. These can't. I maybe need to make changes. He goes, these coaches can evaluate. This one can. I'll listen to him. You know, that's what needs to be done over there. It needs to be, that circle needs to be a lot tighter.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't need to be big. And this is where they get in trouble. There's certain things that they can come up with when they draft, you know, when it's a top 15 pick. They're money on that stuff. Where they get in trouble is trying to find the consensus where the second Green Bay pick is. You know, maybe you get lucky and you hit on a Travis Frederick, something like that. But man, there's plenty of times where Will has probably had the right player that needs to be taken at 27, hitting on a Tyler Smith. I mean, they hit on Tyler Smith. Somebody told them to draft Tyler Smith. Or Will made the determination, somebody in the organization made, even with the head coach or even with an offensive line coach that didn't want him.
Yeah, and that's the type of decision making you want.
That's the kind of BS that you don't need. I say this, you don't need a coach stepping in and saying
and nixing a player just because he doesn't like the guy.
Rod Marinelli with one of the Watts. You know, I don't need you telling me, you know. See, what happens is you're trying to make sure the coaches are happy. Sure, you don't want to bring in players the coaches don't want. But this needs to be, this organization, if they're not going to change the general manager, they need to have less people than making decisions. A lot less people making, or put it this way, helping with the decisions. And that's what I'd love to see, because I do think that they wouldn't have to bottom fish and all that. You know, they've done a pretty good job, if you want to say, a drafting and re-signing their own. Their drafts have been pretty good. But overall, I mean,
but even the re-signing their own, they get too in love with these guys, and how many of their re-signed players have totally failed them?
Where they've effed this thing up in a lot of ways is they've let guys like Tank, you know, and Lawrence might have ran his course. But Jordan Lewis didn't. I saw where Jordan Lewis got hurt the other day.
I know. Yeah, he's going to be out. It's a bummer.
But Jordan Lewis needed to be paid instead of Deron Bland. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Something like that.
Yes.
You know? Guys needed to be paid. There were certain players that you have to have. You can say what you want about Tank, and he was slowing down and all that. But look what he's done. Look what he's done in Seattle with the quality line, the defensive line coach he has,
and quality players around.
Quality
him.
Players around.
He's
him.
Not like this. He doesn't have to be the and, best and, player on and the he, defense. And they he, got a good yeah, defense,
and he doesn't have to deal with Micah Parsons anymore. You
sure.
Know? See, Micah Parsons, great player, but you know the leadership style and all that, not great. See, that's where I think to me that the Cowboys. This is why I want to see Will get this opportunity. I know they're not going to change in title, but give Will the latitude to go out and make the decisions for this football team. Let him be the primary guy until he proves you wrong. You know? But I don't need Barry Switzer telling me. I guarantee when they get the new defensive coordinator and say Todd Bowles is the guy that gets let out of Tampa, maybe they lose out and all of a sudden he's available or something like that, or Jim Schwartz is available. That'll be a Bill Belichick. Todd Bowles will be a Bill Parcells.
Oh, just guys that Jerry picks up the phone to get insight?
Why? Why? Let these coaches come in and let Will interview them. Let Will determine.
And Shoddy, right? Don't you want Shoddy to have some input on the DC?
Absolutely. And I'd like it in a way where, like, they grill him on how well he knows your team. Not that, hey, well, I have some familiarity with you, and you were once here kind of guy. I want to know how you tell me after – you know you're doing this interview with me. I want to – you tell me about my defense.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me watching my defense. And if you're like, well, hey, I really didn't have an opportunity, you know, if that's the case and you don't tell me about my defense, I'm not hiring you.
Right.
If you don't have enough pride in an interview to come in here and be able to tell me from A to Z – what the problem is with my defense or what the good things are about my defense.
And solutions.
I do not want to hire you. And then the next thing I'm going to ask you is, who are your assistant coaches if you're going to bring guys in? And if I don't like your assistant coaches that you're going to bring in to coach certain positions, I'm probably not going to hire you anyway either.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing needs to be a Will McClay-led search with Shoddy and then determine, like, find a guy that knows your defense – can sell you on the idea of, hey, I do it this way, and then have Will and them, because Will knows, Shoddy knows, if somebody comes back and throws some just, you know, something up against the wall and hopes for the best, I'm not giving you this job. This is our personnel right now. We don't have Micah Parsons in the building. We don't have no pass rush right now. We're going to try and draft some pass rush. We're going to try and get some. We got some young corners. We got no safeties. We've got, you know, we've got to think about our linebackers.
We need a total revamp.
They do, but give me a guy that comes in with some solutions, you know. And maybe this is where the head coach and a Todd Bowles, who kind of is, you know, it would be, you know, it's kind of like he's been a head coach. So has he really been paying attention? Is he really gonna? Well, you know, I like this young player, and I like give me somebody that takes the time to really dive in and tell me what's wrong with my defense.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that guy. Give me the guy that it's so damn important to get this job that he gives me ideas and solutions and stuff. Don't just come in here just because you're Todd Bowles, former NFL head coach, that you're going to get this job like you're working on the NFL Network and you don't have to prep. I don't want those guys anymore. I don't want them. I don't want friend of the program guy anymore. I don't want guy who's been here before.
No, you need powdered donuts, Coors Lights, and a plan to fix this defense.
Maybe a pack of cigarettes go along.
I'm just telling you,
this thing, it's not going to change with the front office. The players of the game are not going to change. But what the players of the game need to do is give it to somebody who can carry the ball. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, Jerry was on the Netflix pregame show. He says, I have such positive feelings about what our future looks like because we not only have some outstanding players, building blocks, but we have our available cap room. We have our draft picks. All of those things are going to serve us well. So he's teasing you a little bit. But Jerry's always selling. You can't really trust what he's talking about. You don't have enough picks. I know that. You can say you have picks. You don't have enough picks. You got two first-round picks, and then you're going to go on a drought throughout the middle of that draft. So you're going to have to do some maneuvering here.
Day two.
You in no world have enough picks to fix all the issues that you have right now.
Yeah, day two, you are completely out of the game unless you want to move one of those two picks. But you can move one of those two picks if in fact, and give yourself flexibility, if in fact you go play in free agency.
Amen.
That will give you the flexibility. And if you want to move your own pick, say your own pick turns out to be the 14th, 15th, 16th pick, that's probably the one that's going to have the most value to somebody. So you need flexibility to be able to do that.
Yeah, and don't forget to maybe open up the checkbook for the best possible defensive coordinator as well. Can't go cheap that way. No, Brian Flores is going to be available.
Yeah.
If he doesn't get a head job, that's a guy that, hey, here's a blank check. Brian Flores, come fix this defense, please.
Absolutely.
All right, there it is. Little C-note here in the G-Bag Nation on a football Friday. Great to have you in. What you drinking, what you thinking at 5 o'clock? Let's crank open a college football darty. Did Michigan find their man next in the nation?
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes, and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Has Michigan found their man? We crank open a college football darty here in the G-Bag Nation on a Football Friday. Great to have you in. Segment here in the G-Bag Nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, go ahead and call the Frankels first. 214-333-3333. Krusty's Corner coming up in about 15 minutes. But right now, it's time for this.
Well, looky here. Mr. Cold Turkey put a mini booze bottle in his headset.
I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
Special teams, fucking joke.
I want them never to say our name again!
Well, I don't get that. Rain Man Cold.
Don't get me started, love. I've had too much stress.
Okay, former Utah head coach Kyle Whittingham has emerged as Michigan's top target to replace now former head coach Sherrone Moore. Here is Pete Thamel on ESPN, College Football Insider, giving you the latest.
Well, Michigan ran through their process, guys, and I would say within the last 48 hours, that focus is really locked in on Kyle Whittingham, really starting on December 23rd. In the 24th, they obviously didn't do a lot on Christmas Day yesterday. The deal is not yet finalized, but my understanding is it's going through the normal process of a hiring. It should be completed by the end of the day today. Michigan obviously has a board approval that they have to do, and the deal is not signed, according to my sources, but the widespread expectation is that Kyle Whittingham will get this deal done and be the next head coach at Michigan. And then pushing forward, there's an interesting set of events we're going to have to watch here today and tomorrow, guys. Obviously, Utah is playing Nebraska in the Las Vegas Bowl in the upcoming days. The Michigan roster situation is fairly precarious right now. Biff Poggi has said potentially as many as 20 players won't play. There's an urgency for Whittingham to get to Orlando, where Michigan's going to be playing Texas, to connect with his new program, new team, figure out a coaching staff, but most importantly, lock in with those players. So a decision's going to have to be made soon whether or not Utah will allow Kyle Whittingham to coach in that bowl game. And that appears unlikely just with the set of dominoes that are going to fall here in the next few hours. So, look, Kyle Whittingham is a Hall of Fame coach. He's won nearly 67% of his games. He brings a clean track record and, just a high-end ability to win to Michigan, and I expect that all to be wrapped up by nightfall tonight.
Well, there it is. Pete Thamel here in the last minute or so giving us the update. It's official. Kyle Whittingham has agreed to a 5-year deal to become Michigan's next head coach. The deal is expected to be announced later today. So there we go. Yeah. It is official. This is the ultimate just falling ass backwards into a huge win, if you ask me. I mean, Kyle Whittingham, I think that's a super solid hire, strong culture guy, and they desperately need that. We know it. And he's won consistently at Utah, and it's the same type of DNA where it's Michigan, it's physical, and that's what he's about, the physical, tough kind of teams. This is a true adult. And I think this is a home run hire for them.
Yeah, I remember when Kyle started in the league, his dad was a defensive coordinator with the Rams. And then Kyle was getting his start, and then he got his head coaching job, and he's been at Utah all these years. And you're absolutely right about just what a stand-up guy he is. You know, it's almost nice to see, and not that I'm a Michigan fan, but they always talk about the Michigan man, you know, that thing.
And yeah, it's become a punchline now.
And it has become a punchline. And for them to go out, I wonder if, in fact, that this was something that somebody reached out to Kyle Whittingham and, like, you know, he was – he kind of got the vibe that maybe he was stepping back from Utah, you know, because he wanted just to do something different in life and stuff. And sometimes these football coaches, you know, they when they do that, then they just kind of – they don't know anything different. They don't know any other way. And not that Kyle is an old man or anything like that, but this will be a new challenge for him, for sure. All these years at Utah, but you just wonder if Michigan was actually on this, you know, while he was at Utah. Were there's people reaching out to him back channels, you know, that all of a sudden he's thinking, well, I'm done, but he's thinking I'm done because I want to go to Michigan, kind of a thing, and makes it a very clean kind of a thing. Instead of leaving Utah, you know, to go to Michigan, he kind of says, well, I'm done. I'm thinking about retiring, and then I've coached my last game, and now he's in the situation where he's taking another job. I wonder if he's doing this because he didn't want to leave Utah as a Utah coach.
Yeah, I mean, my read on it is he was ready to get out of Utah no matter what. And
it seems very odd for a guy that's like 67 years old, I believe.
Yeah, he's a little bit up there.
Yeah, and I was kind of seeing like the Woody Hayes and the Bo Schembechlers and those guys were coaching, you know, their final games when they were 65 and 60 years old, and you know, it just seemed unusual. I thought he was kind of, you know, going to go do something else, but maybe he had maybe the people had reached out to Michigan and were, you know, like I say, back channeling this thing, and I honestly think he just did not want to leave Utah as Utah's head coach.
You think when he announced that he was done at Utah, he knew this was on the horizon?
I think so.
Okay,
I think so. I think that he had such a remarkable career at Utah that he didn't want to leave them.
Just with the immediate, I'm leaving Utah and I'm going right to Michigan.
Right, right, right. This is something it's kind of, in a way, kind of clunky because, you know, you got a guy who is like Pete was talking about there, a Hall of Fame coach, and you're feeling like, man, it's, you know, he's coached Utah, man. He had a hell of a run at Utah, and now all of a sudden he shows up at Michigan. You're kind of wondering if you're at Utah, like, wait a minute, whoa, I thought he was kind of done with us here.
Yeah, know? I mean, when he was leaving, it felt like he kind of almost felt like he had run its course there,
yeah.
And they felt that way. It was just like an amicable, hey, it's been a really good run, it's been a long run, and we're just going to kind of amicably split this thing.
I think he set it up with the athletic department that, you know, I'll leave you, and with the thought of I'm leaving you, but I know I have another job potentially lined up here. This thing happened actually pretty quick, if you want to.
Yeah.
If you want to go into detail about it.
Well, I do think it's a great hire for Michigan.
Oh, no,
I thought they were going to be, I mean, down bad. Like, there was talk, like, maybe just keep Biff Poggi for the year as just kind of that that stable presence before really going to try and get your guy instead of just bringing in a guy that maybe you like but you don't love, but he's the only thing available. Kyle Whittingham, I think, is a home run hire. Kind of reminds you of Penn State a little bit where you thought, wow, they swung and missed on everybody, and then here comes Matt Campbell, ends up being a great hire for him. And so now Whittingham, he will be replacing Sherrone Moore, and he will have his hands full trying to get that place back to what they want to be and the height of the mountain where we've seen them before. But and I saw this from Scott Bell on Twitter. Kyle Whittingham follows 5 women on Instagram. That's it. Yeah. And this that's a heck of a lot different than from Sherrone Moore. Yeah. They're all fully clothed, and the majority of them are actually related to him. He has 0 posts in the last 11 years. So from that vantage point.
Well, he's an older guy, too.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, he's an older guy.
Meets the qualifications. Yeah. Just a very mature man.
Let's be honest, though. let's be honest here, though, too, though. These coaches, you know, most of them are kind of a little bit you got to watch them.
No doubt.
Not saying
Sherrone Moore was just willy-nilly man. He was getting buck wild.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
In fact, that was his nickname.
Yeah, Buck Wild.
No,
willy-nilly. let's see. We also have the Texas running back, Quintravian Wisner. He's entering the transfer portal.
Of course he is.
So, I mean, that's how many, all their running backs.
Why don't you just tell me this? Why don't you just tell me what player's not in the transfer portal?
They do have quite a list, Texas does,
as
most teams do.
That's
but
what I'm saying.
They're going to have a whole new running back room with players and coaches. They fired Chad Scott. Mm-hmm. They brought in the guy from Florida. And I think they're going to try and make a move for the Florida running back, who was pretty dang good this year, obviously has familiarity with now Texas's running backs coach. We'll see if that player ends up in the portal there. I'm sure Summerall's trying to keep him there with the Gators. But, yeah, it'll be a revamped running back room there from coaches and players when it comes to Texas. And then Lane Kiffin, did you see him?
Yeah, he's out buying groceries.
Yeah, he's buying groceries, and he walks in the house. I guess his daughter was videoing him walking into the house with groceries, and not with grocery bags, but he had just the actual grocery basket that you're allowed to carry around to put in. And then, of course, you put it back. That is not yours to keep, but he says they were charging him for the grocery bags at the self-checkout, so he decided he didn't want to buy them, okay? The $90-plus million man didn't want to buy the grocery bags, so he just simply stole the grocery basket and took that back to his house.
You would be surprised the number of coaches, again, that don't know how to do everyday things in life. Open a checking account, go to the dry cleaner. Like most coaches always have things done for them. And so when they have to go out and do something or be handyman guy, it is usually a disaster. They don't have the skills, because all they've done their whole life is be on practice fields and be in meetings and stuff like that. Coaches are not.
It's like 30 cents to buy a grocery bag, and he got so butthurt about it, he just stole the basket.
Yeah.
I mean, he really is a one-of-one wild animal. Yeah. We'll see if we get the next video where he's shamelessly having to return that grocery basket there.
It might become his actual basket that he brings every time he goes to the store.
Yeah, that's
personal,
his basket now.
That's personal basket,
All right, we are here in the G-Bag Nation. There's your college football. Daugherty football's finest at the top of the hour, but coming up next, a Friday edition of Krusty's Corner.
Yeah. Yeah, let's talk about what happened in the Commanders games. I got some thoughts.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Do that next.
Just over an hour to what you drinking, what you thinking here on a Football Friday in the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in. Football's finest at the top of the hour, but right now it's time for Krusty's Corner.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucis. Appreciate you doing that. And thank you to Greystone for being a part of this as well. Hey, Chief, did you see from Jay Glazer what he said about Max Crosby?
Yes, I love this.
Raiders told Max Crosby they want to shut him down the last 2 games. Crosby has played with injuries for much of the year. He disagreed and has left the building, according to Jay Glazer. This could lead to questions on his future in Vegas.
Look at that. He is not pleased.
He's one of those guys that came out and talked about wanting to play and...
Yeah, he's like, it's not my job to get a draft pick. It's my job to be the best edge rusher in the world, and that's what I want to be.
Yeah.
And then Mark Davis and the Raiders did the good thing for the team, saying, no, we're in a battle for the number one pick right now versus the Giants. Both teams are acting as they should, where you have all-pro left tackle Andrew Thomas for the Giants is also going to be out.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a disgusting game of players trying to win and everybody else in each organization crossing their fingers that they lose.
Yeah.
The loss is the win.
Yeah, but to them it's not.
Not to the individuals on the field. And Max Crosby wanted to get up out there. He's a true Iron Man. I mean, that's a guy that plays all the snaps. He has been banged up this year, but that hasn't stopped him. And now we'll see. This could be an interesting offseason.
Yeah. Did you trade one of those ones for Max Crosby?
Ooh. I think I would.
Damn right I would.
Probably. I mean, obviously, you'd want it to be the Packers.
You're gonna have to give yours up. To get Max Crosby, you're probably going to have to. You might have to give both those up to get him.
Man, giving up both of them is a lot to ask. I mean,
you think you could piece this thing to get not piece it. You add Max Crosby. And then you go out and spend money in free agency. So you do something opposite of what you've done in the past.
Yeah, you're building.
Instead of drafting, you're signing.
Yeah, I mean, if you told me that, yes, if that was going to be the plan.
It's almost like what the Rams do.
Yeah.
At times the Rams are... You know, the Rams have got 2 first-round picks.
We're going to get established players. We'll trade our first-round picks.
Yeah.
And we'll get, I mean, Quinnen Williams and Max Crosby together on the defensive line.
Yeah.
That's all world. 2 guys that stop the run and get after the quarterback at a high level.
Yeah.
But you would have to tell me that they're ready to open up the checkbook and go big fish hunting in free agency.
No, that's the only way you can do this. Because, you know, to give up to two ones, you've got to...
Yeah, now you've depleted all your draft resources.
Yeah, yeah, you basically said, okay, I'm giving up on a linebacker and maybe a corner. If you look at the big picture of it.
Or an edge rusher, right? Yeah, I mean, because they would... taking an edge in the first round seems like it's very much so on the table. But, yeah, I mean, you're trying to capitalize on this Dak window that you have right now.
Yeah.
And you're going to have plenty of continuity on the offense. Any lack of continuity offensively is going to be by choice, saying we want to move on from this guy and replace him. Mm-hmm. But, like, you can really run it back on the offense for the most part. Javonte Williams, George Pickens, those seems like guys that they're going to want to bring back. Yeah. And then do you want to shuffle the offensive line a little bit? We'll see how they approach it. But for the most part, you're going to have your offense back in its entirety, more so than most teams would.
Yeah.
And then it's just all about getting the defense. You got to go get Jamel Dean at corner. You got to go get Devin Lloyd at linebacker. And that's just right now before the franchise tag stuff happens. I mean, a lot of those guys might not even touch the market if they get tagged.
Yeah.
But in a world where Devin Lloyd, the linebacker for the Jags, is available, you're going to have to go ahead and throw the book at him because you need that desperately. I don't know what type of safeties are available. I mean, it would be an interesting thing to do, but I'm fine with committing to, hey, you got to go all in for the next 2 or 3 years here while you still have Dak on this contract and try and capitalize on an offense that's been pretty dang good.
Yeah. I would be willing, if you told me that the offseason is going to be like you said with you going out and signing players, I would consider moving those two picks for Max Crosby. I would absolutely consider doing it. I think that's kind of a win now move. I don't think there's anybody on that board at those picks that's as good as Max Crosby is.
No. I mean, for sure. I mean, it's short-sighted in the sense that you're not going to get the cheap labor for 5 years or whatever.
But you get the best player. You get the best player you could possibly get.
You're trying to win in a 2 or 3 year window.
You have one of the top three defensive tackles in the league, top five defensive tackles in the league, and you have one of the top five edge rushers in the league, right?
Yeah. And now you just need a couple of linebackers, a couple of safeties, and a couple of corners.
Have a theory about Logan Wilson, why he didn't play yesterday.
Jerry didn't seem too pleased with that. He's like, I have no explanation for it.
I ran this one by Wolchuk. Tell me what you think.
Okay.
This is Matt Eberflus knowing he's likely going to be shown the door. And he's riding with the guy that has been there every day and not caused a problem, and with Murray and stuff like that. That here's, you know, they went and Cowboys front office made a deal.
Causes nothing but problems on the field, but I hear what you're saying.
But did you buy that at all?
Yeah, I absolutely.
Yeah.
It's just being indignant on these are my guys.
Yeah. It's almost like, it's like Lovie Smith playing for the, you know, not losing the game to get the number one pick. He's I'm not going to lose the game just so you can have the number one pick. I'm going to go try and win a game.
And then it worked out for the Texans. They end up with C.J. Stroud.
I think this is one of those deals where Matt Eberflus is basically showing the front office the double bird. Like, if you're going to move on from me, I'm going to play the guys I want to play.
There you go.
And I think that's why Logan Wilson didn't play.
I could totally see that. I mean, and it's not like Logan Wilson makes that much of a difference for you. If you're being, I mean, he's got better instincts, but athletically he is, I mean, it's been zapped from his body.
Tyler Smith doesn't want to play left tackle. You could see that watching the film yesterday.
You can hear it at the microphone when he's talking, and you can see it during the game.
Yep. They really had problems in this football game, and they had problems. By the way, Dave Campo called me back. I need to talk to Dave. I want to talk to him. I may try and pop him on, talking about the cover four, cover six stuff that Dak's having to see, and from a defensive coordinator's perspective, explain why. But they're having problems with that stuff now. Teams are finding ways. They're playing the cover six. Well, they're playing the four to take away your deep game, and they're playing the six because they're trying to take away the deep game, but they're trying to take away the underneath stuff on the other side. So depending on which side, what Dak has got to be able to do now as you play this is some plays work really good against cover four and some work really well against cover six. So now you got to be able to figure out which side is the four, you know, or which side is the two, is what you need to do. So they're in that kind of situation now, where teams are, like I say, four the cover four stuff is all predicated on trying to stop your vertical game is where the shots you could take downfield. And that's why I think teams are going to keep playing that. I think teams are worried about you throwing the ball down the
field. Yeah, and that's totally fair. It makes plenty of sense. And you're just wondering, like, Shoddy and Dak, why haven't you come up with a plan to combat that?
Yeah.
Like, yes, of course, teams don't want 50-yard bombs to Lamb and Pickens, and you saw the big one to Turpin.
Yeah.
So why can't you dial it up to where, I mean, there's things you can do offensively to combat that?
Yeah.
They need to figure that out this offseason. Let's put a plan together, because clearly the book's out.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that when we get to the offseason, that's going to be one of those offseason projects. Why did we struggle? Why did Dak struggle against the cover four and then struggle with the cover six stuff? Because there's been, in the past, it's been cover two, clog and cover, the things that have given him the problems. But that's something they're going to clearly have to work on. As I go through this, your offensive line, not very good, as we know. The sacks, a lot of it had to do with the fact that there were guys that felt like they were going to get help and didn't get help. And the fact that Dak was holding the ball longer, and he was holding the ball longer when you watch it, because there weren't guys open down the field.
You're trying to run deep routes into a defense that is trying to stop that.
Yeah.
The play caller needs to take some blame here.
He absolutely does. Malik Davis, as well as he ran the football, was a liability as a blitz pickup guy.
Yes.
And your tight ends were liabilities for the max protection stuff. If you look at the defensive line real quick, Clowney played by far the best game. And then Quinnen Williams, Kenny Clark was involved too. Solomon Thomas got off the ball a couple of different times. Osa was, I thought, okay in this football game. Shamar James continues to kind of struggle in some ways when it comes to reading scheme and knowing where he needs to fit. Kenneth Murray on the long run, he got knocked to one side. The hesitation right there, you know, the 70 something yard run.
He was not where he needed to be. He let that center just get right up on him.
Yeah, he sure did. And what happened is, you guys got guys that were pinned to the inside and guys that were pinned to the outside. So, you know, give the Commanders some credit. The best defensive back in the game was actually with Reedy Stewart, and the way that he was able to play with Diggs. They did a little bit better job of getting up on these Commanders receivers. But when they play at space, this defense isn't very good when it comes to playing that off coverage and stuff. So we'll see what happens with Revell. I asked somebody in the organization. He's got 10 games to the concussion protocol, so there's a chance.
10 days
before. So with that number of days, there's a chance that he will be available to play. He had some moments where he was okay, other moments where he's just got to be more like, he was a good tackler. Right now he's struggling with his tackling, and you could tell it's getting to him.
That's been the big surprise for me. I thought he was.
Yeah.
He came across like a guy that wanted to stick you, bland. I'll tackle you.
He'll tackle. He wants to tackle. His technique though has really, really been really poor when it comes to breaking down and tackling guys that way. But he did have a couple of reps where actually playing the ball well, playing in position. The off coverage stuff I don't think is really great for him. But when you could put him up, that's a little bit better for him. But still, the problem is when these guys have to play at depth, when they play at zone, it's been the real issue for them. The Commanders receivers, I think you're a little bit fortunate. There were a couple of times where Josh Johnson had guys that were open, and I don't think he saw them. You know, and that's probably because he's a third-string quarterback and doesn't get a lot of playing time. So
that'll do it.
They caught a little bit of luck on that one.
All right, there it is, Krusty's Corner on a Football Friday here in the G-Bag Nation. Football's Finest coming up next. A big-time player might return for the playoffs, and it's insane how different the NFL landscape looks compared to this time last year. That's next here in the Nation.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.